The Night Lords were not just there to cajole, however. Their legionaries ringed a third, much smaller, encampment. This one was a prison of enclosed ceramite, warded by no fewer than 3 librarians. It surrounded the Xenos overlords who had enslaved this world. Kartor had been the greatest of Karatan's cities, its planetary capital. And it was here, when the Imperium returned with flame and retribution, that the aliens had chosen to make their lair. A coven of 12 had subverted the will of Karatan, a cautionary tale of the dangers of Xenos collusion. Xenographers codified them. Eldar. Long-limbed, almond-eyed, and smouldering with arrogant fury, the 18th knew this race well. They were not unlike the creatures they had fought on Ibsen, or the raiders that had once plagued Nocturne for centuries before the coming of Vulcan. The Pyregard were Terrans by birth. They had not experienced the terrors inflicted on their Primarch's home world, but shared his ire at the aliens in spite of that. The natives of Karatan had worshipped these witch breeds as gods, and would pay a price for that idolatry.
What persuasion could the Xenos have used to press an entire population into service?
Numion wondered aloud.
Psychic subversion, said Varun. A trick to bend weak minds, favored by the witch. How many worlds have we seen undone thusly?
Grunts of agreement from the other Pyre Guard met this proclamation from the veteran.
I can think of one, very recent in the memory, uttered Gan.
The tribes of Ibsen were victims, not cohorts,
Numion corrected him.
But how to choose which from which amongst this sorry lot, said Varun,
smoothing his ashen beard as if contemplating that very conundrum. Army troopers and Munitorum staff were thronging the camps now as the citizens of Kartor were steadily divided. A sea of desert tan fatigues and grey departmento issue uniforms swept between the salamanders and the night lords, parting them. The legionaries could still see one another as they towered above the humans, their upper torsos, shoulders, and heads still visible. Numion had seen and heard enough.
Get to the ships and finish the muster. All shall be in readiness for the Primarch's return.
The Pyre Guard were moving out when Numion saw a flicker of activity in the third camp enclosing the Xenos. He was half-turned when he noticed the flash of light in his peripheral vision, harsh against the setting sun that described the Night Lords in monochrome. Suddenly, they were moving. Someone cried out and fell, his voice too deep and vox-augmented to be human. Another flash came swiftly. Lightning. And not a cloud in the sky.
The Psychos! Snapped Leodrak.
A muzzle flare erupted, the deep throaty report of a bolter echoing across the muster field and the encampments at the same time. It traced a line through the masses, shredding blood and bone, sundering flesh as the shells reacted. A second flare was born, chasing the quarry of the first, then a third and a fourth. Numion saw their prey, just as he saw the numerous Vodizian troopers and Munitorum clerks destroyed as they fell beneath the guns, collateral damage to the Night Lord's efforts at recapture. The Eldar were loose. Somehow they had slipped the psychic noose put about their necks by the 8th Legion librarians and were now running amok. In the face of this unexpected carnage, panic swiftly followed. In seconds, the close confines of the camps became a crush. Kartans fled, leaping over the barriers intended to funnel them towards their new lives, only to be gunned down as discipline masters shouted orders to open fire. Others fought, tearing at their new oppressors with bare hands and teeth. Cudgels and shock mauls were unsheathed. Some wept, the terror for them not yet over. Many were trampled in the stampede, taking Imperial servants with them. One clerk, slow to realize what was happening, disappeared in a surging mass of shrieking cartans. A trooper was knocked aside accidentally, crushed against a ship's hull. Blood fountained up its grey flank in an arterial spray.
"Into the crowd!"
Numion bellowed, leading the others in to restore order. Behind them, the rest of the Legion had begun to move.